time for Coffee Talk, and thrilled to have Tom Strueler on the line. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
How are you this fine day?
I am great.
Awesome. Is the sun out in Duluth?
It is.
Sweet. Love it, love it, love it. It's here in Two Harbors as well. All right, so I ran into you yesterday, and you handed me a postcard of a very, very cool organization and an event that's going on, the Rooted Oaks International, doing an art auction this weekend. So I had to get you on the air and share what this is all about. Let's just start with Rooted Oaks International. What is this organization, and what should listeners know about it?
Yeah, Rooted Oaks is a nonprofit that was co-founded by a woman in Duluth and a pastor in Rwanda. And the organization is dedicated to helping children who are impoverished in Rwanda to receive an education. All Rwandan schools are fee-based or tuition-based. So if a family doesn't have resources, education is not an option for their kids. And Rooted Oaks provides advocates for the kids that helps to get them into school and provides all of their materials for them.
Wow. How did you get involved with this organization?
I know the founder and started to advocate for a young boy back in 2017. So,
okay. So when you say advocate, does that mean that you are, what does that mean? Is that on a volunteer basis? How do you advocate?
Well, it's a sponsorship. Yep.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Have you actually met the students that you advocate for?
Yes, I went. I've been to Rwanda twice now, and was very fortunate to be able to meet with both of my children that I advocate for and their families. And
okay. Nice. That's very, very cool. So you have this event coming up. It's called Lives of Splendor. It's an art auction benefiting the Rooted Oaks International. And it's an online, active, live art auction. Is that how that works?
Well, it's not interactive, but it's available. People can register and log in and view all of the pieces that are available and enter into the bidding process.
Okay, sweet. So it is an art auction. So is it local artists, national artists? Who contributed to this art show?
Yeah, most of the artists are local.
Okay.
There is a couple set of pieces that come from an artist in New Mexico.
Okay.
So yeah, there was a wide variety of art in there. The vast majority are paintings, but there's some ceramics and some macrame and some other crafty kinds of things as well. So.
Oh, nice. Very cool. And you're an artist yourself. I know you're going to chuckle at that. But you are. And you have taken up painting. Boy, you've been doing that for what? 4 years? 3-4 years now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not really self-taught. You did take some classes. That's how I met Tom, is through his art. I actually have a piece of your art hanging in my house. So share with listeners, is there a theme to the art? And how many pieces are there, I guess?
There's about 34 pieces.
Okay.
In the auction.
It already started. It started on Monday, and you probably may recognize, when we say local, Duluth and the area artists. So that's very, very cool. Where do listeners go if they want to check out the art auction?
It's available through a auction site called Rally Up, and I don't have the address in front of me. I'm sorry.
On the card that you gave me, it says RootedOaksInt.org/events.
Yeah, you could go there. You could go there and then get to the auction site.
Okay, wonderful. So when as an advocate with Rooted Oaks International, what makes you so passionate about it? What was it about this organization that said, "Hey, I need to support this"?
For me personally, my professional life was it was being an educator.
Yes.
So for me, it was about education and yep. knowing that moving children in any culture out of the poverty cycle is really highly reliant on education.
Yes, definitely. Education and opportunities for it. That's amazing. So what is your piece like that you submitted for the auction?
I have several.
Oh. Tom's art is so, I don't want to say whimsical. The colors you choose and your sceneries, your landscapes, I just absolutely, because now you're a world traveler, so your landscapes are awesome. But share just a couple of them that you've submitted for this live art auction.
Yeah, I submitted a 16x20 on acrylic on canvas of the lake at the Broadmoor Hotel, and it's a image of the buildings and the bridge reflecting on the water.
Oh, nice.
And then I did a couple small paintings. They're watercolors of two landscape scenes from Rwanda the last time I was there.
Okay, nice. When did you start dipping into watercolors?
About 6-8 months ago.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's very cool. Anything we didn't cover, it's almost time for me to let you go already, Tom. Anything we didn't cover that listeners need to know about the organization, Rooted Oaks International?
There are so many folks in the world that have needs, and this is just one small effort to help meet some of those needs.
Doing your part. Yeah, education is an awesome thing to be passionate about. So thank you, Tom, and thank you for what you do. And I'm so glad I ran into you and we were able to talk about Rooted Oaks International. You can check them out online, RootedOaksInt.org. And best of luck with this auction. And thank you so much for joining me this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. You have a great rest of your day, Tom.
You too.
All righty. Bye. That was Tom Struhler, artist, educator, and supporter of the Rooted Oaks International organization supporting education for students in poverty. What a great organization, and that it just goes beyond our county and beyond our state. That's amazing.